This is continuing with Hochhaut on 21 August 79 at Montreal.
Okay, talking about the tendering, that we tendered for 9, 10, 11 and 12 units simply because we had no idea what the price of the unit would be. And we had decided beforehand that we would accept 7 or 8 fixed units and one movable one. And we finally came up with 10 fixed and 2 movable ones and a track of 300 meters, which we then much later used to put in the present configuration.
And was your money limit still 30 million guilders at that time?
No, 15.
15?
15. It was exactly half the money because the Belgium skipped it and we could only get the money in Holland, well, allocated. It was 15.
Right. Sorry.
I can assure you I made 18 out of it in a couple of years, but then that's the usual type of thing that you do. But we managed for 18, the whole damn outfit.
And then it seems from what I've learned anyway that the construction went rather smoothly and was on the air in 69.
Yes, we did a lot of preliminary engineering that worked out quite well. We had a very difficult period with the first antenna, everything went wrong with it, you know. But then I remember that I made an enormous row with the contractor and asked for better people, and so we got a whole new crew in it, and then the whole thing was, well, actually, the manufacturing and hoisting operations were re-engineered, and from there on it went very smoothly. And in the beginning they lost heavily in view of number of man hours, and in the end they were working roughly at half the number of man hours that they estimated. They just lost a bit of money on it, but I don't think they were too angry about that. And then we have, of course, we had some difficulty in foundation stability, the track. We have this very accurate track.
Of the rail tracks, yes.
It's a 1 millimeter track. We now just redid it in our next station also. But that was also new, of course. Surveying methods had to be developed, all those things we did during the period.
Did you consult with the people at Cambridge who had the 1 mile, of course?
I visited a couple of years ago. I had never been there. And I knew Ryle.
But I mean, in 65, you did not consult with them at all about the tracks?
Certainly not from an engineering point of view.
I see.
Our engineer is completely different from Cambridge. We have a much more thorough engineering, and they are always doing it with students' help and things like that. But it's all right, you know, but it's a completely different philosophy.
Yeah.
And they still have the advantage of the 5 kilometer fare, and therefore in this aspect, they've done, in some aspect, they've done better. But on the other hand, we have done better in the form of speed of observation and flexibility and things like that. And with our present extension, I think we're better off than they are. Of course, there are a few things that one would have liked to change. But
that's
new development. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Or hardly pedant, I should say. Afterwards, Hochhaut told me that he also designed many optical telescopes during this whole period that he was working on radio telescopes, in particular Schmidt telescopes, around the world. And that's the end of the interview with Hochhaut on 20 August 1979.